Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, let's talk some baseball. We're 2 weeks into the season, and there are a lot of injuries. Let's just put it that way. The COVID has been certainly a big story, but to me, so have some of the injuries, so have some of the early season performances from some teams that we've expected big things from, both good and bad. Performances, and joining me right now to talk about that from Baseball America's Kyle Glazer here on CBS Sports Radio. Kyle Glazer joining me on the show. Kyle, how are you?
Doing all right, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's good to have you. So I guess the COVID related rest did the Marlins pretty good. They're 7-3 now on the season. It's crazy that the Marlins come back and we win five games right out of the chute, coming back from all the from having to shuffle half their team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you wish that didn't happen. You know, 20 individuals with the team testing positive for COVID-19, but there's a lot to be said for the Marlins, kind of, you know, really just kind of coming together and not letting it destroy them. A lot of the new guys have come up and done what's been asked of them. Some of these are kids who had barely pitched above A ball. We saw Humberto Mejia, their starter, a couple days ago. He had yet to pitch above that level and held his own. So it's really good to see some of the young kids kind of rise up and you know, really help the team, and also some of the veterans. I mean, Jesus Aguilar and Jonathan Villar and Corey Dickerson and Francisco Cervelli, all those guys stayed healthy, and they're kind of helping guide the ship right now.
Yeah, it is kind of wild. Look, I live in Houston, so I'm well aware of what it's like to have a bunch of A-ball and double-A-ball pitchers holding things down in the bullpen, and I feel like the Astros bullpen has actually done a really good job with a lot of these young guys. What's this going to look like by September with the injuries and with the, you know, the 60-man pool, you know, the 30-man roster, now 28-man roster, but the pools that these guys have to pull from? Like, for on average, how many of these 60 guys for each of these teams do you think are going to wind up playing baseball in a 60-game season for these teams?
Well, in terms of the 30-man roster, look, the elevated injuries was something that was very, very predictable, especially with pitchers. Getting pitchers going only after a three-week ramp-up after being shut down for 3 months, it was going to be difficult, and that's why we saw a lot of pitchers kind of be on short leashes early, only going 50, 60 pitches. I mean, right now, these guys are still at a point where they would barely be finishing up spring training and just now getting to their kind of peak pitch counts, if you will. So the fact a lot of injuries happened was predicted, and that's why they expanded the rosters to 30 and then 28, and then they decided to keep it at 28. It's going to be tough. We are going to see, you know, more injuries happen. We are going to see more guys go down. And I think really what's going to be the most interesting is seeing how many guys, when they look up in September and say, hey, my team is 9-21 or 11-19 and we're out of it, it's not worth it to me to keep coming here and play out the string when, you know, there's a real risk of catching COVID-19. I think we're going to see some opt-outs in September from some of the teams that are out of it. That's what's going to be more telling and interesting, I think, than, you know, injuries.
Yeah, do you think, I'm talking to Kyle Glazer of Baseball America, I mean, do you think that we would have seen more prominent pitchers opting out if they'd known that this is the effect it could have? Like, I just see Charlie Morton left today with shoulder inflammation. You know, Justin Verlander is, you know, God knows what's going on with his right arm. Other big names, pitchers that have gone on the injured list and things, like, way more than a normal season. Do you think that we would have seen a lot more pitchers opting out had they known that this is what it could have looked like?
No, because they knew what it was going to look like. Again, I think this is something where none of this was unforeseeable, right? Mm-hmm. Every pitcher knew that they were going to be going out there with a shorter ramp up. They did the best they could to kind of stay loose and stay as ready as they could during the shutdown. They came into the season knowing, okay, it's going to be, you know, maybe 50, 60 pitchers the first outing, and you hope to get to 70, 80. Everyone involved knew what this was going to look like, and these are ultimate competitors who want to be out there. And also, you know, there's obviously financial incentive. If you play, you get paid. If you don't play, you don't get paid. So everyone involved knew the risks. It's sad that it's happened, but it wasn't unpredictable by any means.
What grade would you give the sport? You know, obviously the Marlins and the Cardinals both get a failing grade right now as teams, but in general, what grade would you give the sport, the 30 teams collectively and Manfred as a commissioner, in terms of how they've handled the coronavirus so far?
Yeah, I wouldn't give the Marlins and Cardinals an F. Again, there's a lot of things were said about what they did or didn't do on social media that turned out not to be true. This is a virus that seems to, you know, there's so many people in this country that catch and have no idea how they caught it. So it's hard for me to blame either of those two teams. What I would say is I would give the teams as a whole a B. We've had most teams following protocols, you know, pretty strictly. When things started, you know, becoming concerning, they really buttoned up. A lot of players have talked about how serious this is and are taking it seriously. From the commissioner side of things, I think when you take everything on the whole, the handling of the Astros situation, the negotiations that took place and the tactics they took, really into kind of, you know, sort of the testing. I mean, Manfred himself, I don't think you can give more than a D to. I think Major League Baseball trying to put a season on, they put very strict protocols in place. There were always going to be one or two positives. You know, there was never going to not be positives, but not having a clear threshold of, okay, at this many positives, we need to shut things down like they didn't have with the Marlins. That was problematic, not having that threshold that was established.
If the season ended today, I'm looking at the standings. If the season ended today, there would for sure be at least one, and I think maybe two, teams in each league, at least two in the National League, that would be below 500 that would make the postseason. Did you like the idea of the expanded postseason when they announced it, Kyle? And do you like it now that we've looked and seen? I mean, granted, it's only 2 weeks it had played out, but we're almost a quarter of the way through the season, and I think it's fair to assume that we're going to have some teams that are hovering around 500, if not below 500, that are going to be in the postseason. Did you like it when it was announced, and what do you feel about it now that we're into the season already?
I understood why they did it in the context of the 2020 season. I did not personally care for it. You can kind of deal with it. I actually wrote about this up at Baseball America. You can go and check out the story there where I looked at what would a 16-team playoff field have looked like in 2019, 2018, 2017 after 60 games. What I found is if you're 500, you're in. And most years, not every year, but most years, at least one sub-500 team would got in as well. So, yeah, you are going to see most likely at least one team, maybe two, with a losing record get into the postseason. And pretty much if you finish 30-30, you can punch your ticket. You're going to the playoffs.
Do you think they keep it around after this?
Not 16 teams, but they're certainly going to explore available options to expand the postseason in some way, whether that's 12 or 14 is to be determined. It would surprise me if they expand it to 16 for good.
Kyle Glazer, Baseball America, joining us on the program. Does Jose Altuve look like he's pressing to you right now? Do you think the sign-stealing stuff, the criticism, which I think for Altuve may not be entirely warranted, but he's an Astro and he, you know, the team as a whole is getting a lot of heat. Does he look like he's pressing to you?
I think a lot of guys right now who are very, very good hitters are slumping and or struggling just because, again, you have a short ramp up. You're getting back into things at a weird time when you're not, you know, your routine's been disrupted. There's a lot of good hitters in Major League Baseball right now who are struggling, and when you struggle, you naturally start to press. That's just part of being a player, and that's fairly universal around the league. So, again, I don't draw a straight line from the sign stealing to this. For me, it's more a matter of a lot of good players. The ramp up, their routine was interrupted, and it's hard to get back in the swing of things. In these first 2 weeks, they're kind of working through some stuff.
We're 2 weeks into the season, yet only 3 weeks away from the trade deadline. What do you think the trade deadline is going to look like this year?
Well, with alternate site camps closed to scouts and no video or data being shared out of those, I think we're going to see a lot of trades for players to be named later, where a lot of teams, you know, trade a veteran and the prospect they get back, they want to have a list of, you know, four or five guys based on what they've seen in previous years, scouting reports from last year, video from the year before. And then hoping that there's some sort of fall in structural league where they can see these guys and say, okay, after another year of development, this is the guy we want.
Other than the Marlins, because we just talked about them at the outset of our conversation, I'm talking to Kyle Glazer of Baseball America. Who's been the biggest surprise for you so far this year, either good or bad?
The Orioles. I mean, the Orioles are, you know, they whooped the Nationals yesterday. They were up on them earlier today. I switched over to another game, so I'm not sure if they still are, but the fact that they've been as competitive as they've been, I think, is the biggest surprise. And, I mean, there are certain teams, you know, the Padres and the White Sox, who had a lot of young talent. You could see this being the year they broke through. It's not shocking to me to see those two teams compete. Really, the Orioles are the team that I'm just like, I did not see that coming. I don't think anyone else did either.
Yeah, and oddly enough, though, even though they are, they're a big surprise in a sport where, as we've mentioned, you know, 500 may get it done. They wouldn't make the playoffs today as the standings were at the beginning of the day, because the 2, 7, and 8 seeds would both come from the AL Central, where 4 of the 5 teams are above 500 right now. Just a really, and Detroit's one of them. It's just what a really weird start to the season, Kyle.
Yeah, Detroit's the other team that I don't think anyone foresaw doing well, but they've been able to beat up on teams like the Royals and the Pirates so far. They haven't gotten into the meat of their schedule yet. I think they're going to tail off a little bit. But yeah, anything can happen in a 60-game season, especially when you expand the postseason to 16 teams. There's going to be some teams in there where you say, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, a lot of intrigue, no doubt about it. Kyle Glazer, Baseball America. Kyle, really appreciate you making time on a Sunday. Appreciate the conversation. Enjoy the games.
Thanks, appreciate you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.